Day two for Apollo 11 began with a wake-up call.
Apollo 11, this is Houston, over.
It was a little after 8 our time.
Morning, Houston, Apollo 11.
Roger, Apollo 11, good morning.
Mission Control gave the crew about 22 minutes for some housekeeping.
Hi, 11, this is Houston. If you're interested in the morning news, I've got a summary here.
Then gave them the word.
Okay, we're all listening.
Washington, UPI, Vice President Spiro T. Agnew has called for putting a man on Mars by the year 2000. But Democratic leaders replied that priority must go to needs on Earth. London, AP. Europe is moonstruck by the Apollo 11 mission. Newspapers throughout the continent fill their pages with pictures of the Saturn V rocket blasting off to forge Earth's first link with its natural satellite. Quote, the greatest adventure in the history of humanity has started, declared the French newspaper Le Figaro, Hempstead, New York. Joe Namath officially reported to the New York Jets training camp at Hofstra University Wednesday following a closed-door meeting with his teammates over his differences with Pro Football Commissioner Peter Roselli. Laredo, Texas, AP. Immigration officials in Nuevo Laredo announced Wednesday that hippies will be refused tourist cards to enter Mexico unless they take a bath and get haircuts. Over.
Roger, thank you. Bruce.
Then as the crew got busy with the flight plan, they looked ahead to the halfway point in the mission to the moon. That's coming up in our next report.